Archaeology is fascinating. I have to admit it, I really like archaeology, especially when they make an incredible discovery. I believe that one day they are going to announce they have found something from a civilization which existed far further back in history than any other so far. I will take this a step further and say I believe they have already and are trying to keep it a secret, but so much has leaked out about some pyramids which have been dated as far back as 20,000 years ago. I have talked about these things many times before. Even some of the things they admit to finding could be far older than they were dated. Let me give you an example. Say, for example, a stone tool is found. We know stone cannot be dated, so the archaeologists date the layer of dirt the tool was found in and say that is how they know the date. That date is only the date when the tool was lost. It could have been a stone tool which was passed down in the family for thousands of years before it was lost. In ancient times, something like certain stone tools could have been considered a precious article and been taken care of down through the ages. What gets me is all those stories and photos of objects we found which are pushed aside because science probably felt they didn't fit the time scheme they use. I think scientists know this and most don't want to rock the boat by saying sometimes an object is so old it changes the narrative. This could be because they don't want to be mocked for their views. This is what went on in the field of evolution. When things didn't fit, they were just figuratively tossed aside or buried in some museum basement, never to be seen again. I felt for many years that some of the most incredible finds are in those basements and some could change the way we feel about our history. It could be far richer than we have been led to believe. There is also the conservative dating. Something which was dated as being 12,000 years old shocked the world. It was a series of temples in Turkey. But some archaeologists dated them from 12,000 to 20,000 years old and some insisted on the older number, but not enough to change anything. These temples were buried on purpose, so when we measure the date of the soil, because they were stone, we only get the date they were buried, but they could have stood for thousands of years before that date. And maybe longer. In case you are wondering what I am talking about, it is Göbekli Tepe. Even a structure which has been in existence as long as the Great Pyramid has some archaeologists believing it is much older than the date which was given to it. This is based on the erosion around the base of it and along the base of the Sphinx. There is at least one expert who says the erosion was caused by water and there was no water on the plateau at the time it was supposedly built until now. What about the worker residences around the area? It is thought by some the Sphinx was updated after it was discovered by ancient Egyptians and maybe so was the Great Pyramid, so they needed a workforce to do this. There is another idea about the Giza Plateau, and that is it mirrors the Orion's belt as it appeared 10,000 years ago. They feel this makes the pyramids and Sphinx at least that age. There is more to this belief. Some think this area was a landmark for spacecraft coming to the Earth. The Egyptians are very sensitive about this because they want to be remembered as the ones who built the incredible structures, and I guess we can't blame them. They won't even let anyone look under the paw of the Sphinx where an ancient library is supposed to be located. Could the reason be something in there, if it truly exists, would prove they weren't the builders of them? Fantastic structures and objects seem to be found a lot more often lately. I believe this is because our tools for finding things have improved so much. One tool which has allowed for incredible finds is LIDAR. This stands for light detection and ranging. What makes this tool so useful is it can be used on a plane and see through the tops of trees and such, and already has caused many ancient towns and even cities to be discovered. Another very useful tool is ground penetrating radar. Picture a lawnmower looking device that was really radar set on wheels being pushed over an area to see what is under the ground. It can tell disturbances under the ground. Near surface structures can be found with magnetometry. It works by identifying a change in Earth's magnetic field in an area which can identify the presence or absence of these structures. There are many other devices and computer software programs which archaeologists find very helpful. One device which is coming into its own is the robot. When archaeologists wanted to find out where a tiny tunnel in the Great Pyramid led to, they figured out the use of a tiny robot with a camera would do the job. They put it into the tunnel and it gave them an answer. I expect larger robots and even more humanoid types will become useful in the next few years, especially when the places archaeologists want to go are dangerous. Instead of having an archaeologist risk climbing down a cave passage, you could first have the robot do it and capture photos along the way and identify problem areas. I believe this will become inevitable. There is one area which I know archaeologists would love to explore, but it is so harsh, it is very hard to do. That area is Antarctica. Fossils have suggested it had a warm climate about 90 million years ago. There is probably no signs of a civilization existing that long ago, but one never knows. Scientists could be wrong about the age modern humans appeared on Earth, or there could have been cultures other than humans on the Earth in earlier ages. If we could figure how to get under all that ice, one never knows what we might find. Finding structures from that far back would certainly shake up the scientific community. Remember, whistleblowers have said there is an ancient pyramid under the ice.